Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today, Alfa Romeo A12 and F12. Yes, this very interesting van was produced since 1967 till 1983 in Italy and in Spain. Consider that the Spain fabric was bought in the 70s by Nissan, when Nissan bought Ebro, and this van was produced even by Nissan till 2004. We are speaking about a van that was the evolution of the Alfa Romeo Romeo, the second van that the Alfa Romeo made. So it was a simply, very simply layout. Front engine, longitudinal 1.3 liter double camshaft Alfa Romeo, under power till 52 horsepower. And since in the 70s, they made available a diesel made by Perkins. Yes, this was 4-cylinder, 1.8 liter and about, always about 50 horsepower. It's interesting because this van was front wheel drive. Yes. So, engine of Giulia. Transmission. Gearbox of Giulia, because they use the ZF4 gear, but front wheel traction. So it means that you have the engine that came inside the two people in the cabin, the gearbox, and then you need a camshaft that take the power to the front wheel. Yes, because it was more logical to have the rear wheel traction, but what happened that if you made this, you had to make higher the plan where to load the goods. So they decided to make this. It's very interesting, this van, because it was produced for about 40 years at all. It was a front wheel traction, even if it has the longitudinal engine, and had independent suspension. Yes, to have more space in the front, yes, and even in the back. So consider there were different possibilities. You could have independent or solid on the rear, but it was very innovative when it was born, because on the same way you can find other trucks, other small van, for example, the Fiat 238. Why I want to introduce you to this van, because it's very interesting what happened during the 60s and the 70s, when this big company began to make van, because this van had to take the mechanical layout from the regular car production lines. And it's very interesting because some of this van uses older engine or older gearbox or suspension from the car and put for loading, so for car use, for truck, for heavy duty. But they had the way to underpower the engine to make it more durable and with the different curve of irrigation of the power, because when you drive a car, you can have a high RPM to have a longer engine, or you can, when you have a van, you need immediately torque and you don't need a very, very long gear. I mean, long engine irrigation. So it was just different tuning of this mechanical option. And it's very interesting because there are other van interesting on this way, because Alfa Romeo had petrol and even diesel engine. Consider that on this way, we will analyze even other trucks on this series. Well, this truck, this car was about 4 meter and a half length, 1 meter and 80 wide, and the wheelbase of about 2 meter and 30. Yes, very small if you consider it today. But they made different version. They made the A12 that was open, so the cabin and the open loaded area, or the F12 that it means furgone, that is van in English, so it was closed, okay? But there was even specific version with longer wheelbase that could be used to load car on it, and was used even during competition made by Alfa Romeo or in Italian circuit, where you could find this kind of van modified by chassis, by developer, to have this kind of shape of utility. And it's very interesting because it was very strong, very solid, very reliable. It had, yeah, some, well, we can talk about the minus of this car. Was it was not comfortable. It was, yeah, not economic to drive because the engine made it from Giulia was very high consumption fuel, but was the engine of the moment, because in that period, consider, was regular in Italy to have car between 1 liter and 1.6 liter of capacity, made less than 10 kilometers per liter. So, I mean, to make 6-8 kilometers per liter was regular or normal, because the petrol oil cost was lower. And this van was used for many, many different activities. So this van, in my opinion, is very interesting because it took the mechanical from my car, put on a van, and add the reinforcement. So the layout system was just like a car. So drivability was like a car. Yes, we have just considered that you increase the height of center of gravity, but the layout of the van was about like a car. Okay guys, thank you for watching this video. See you for the next one. Bye. Subscribe to my channel.